We're getting closer to Mountain Home Bomber football. The Bombers pregame show is brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. We take you live to the stadium with the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Then let State Farm agent James Boyette at Mountain Home help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with James handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can mean earning discounts of up to 40%. That's money James can help you put towards a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent James Boyette today to get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Bomber Stadium. The final time this year here at Bomber Stadium. It's senior night. The senior introductions just wrapped up, and it's going to be a chilly night for football here at Bomber Stadium. We're about just under 16 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers and Searcy doing battle tonight. Mountain Home comes in with a record of 0-8 on the campaign, 0-5 so far in conference play. Searcy is 7-1. They are 4-1 in league play, coming off their first loss of the season last week against Jonesboro. They're in the playoffs. They've already sewn up a playoff spot. The Bombers have been eliminated from playoff contention. Searcy just trying to play for seeding right now out of this the 6A East Conference. We'll take a break to come back, talk about the matchup here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We continue with the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show.
And he's thrown for a loss back near the 40.
On Classic Hits 101.7.
About 13 minutes away from kickoff, the Bombers and the Lions of Searcy getting ready to do battle. 6A East Conference action, the next to last game of the season. Of course, next week we've got a Thursday night trip down to West Memphis to wrap up the year. Joining me for the broadcast tonight, Tobias Pugsley. And Tobias, this offense for Searcy, we've been talking about up here in the booth before we got started tonight. This is, if you're a fan, it's fun to watch. When you're trying to play against them, though, it's not that fun, is it? They are talented.
It might be a tough night for the Bombers, Brad, as Searcy, you know, comes in at 4-1 in the 6A East, averaging 44 points a game, and just a high-powered offense. You know, we expect them to put a lot of points on the board tonight. It's going to be tough, but I think the Bombers have the work cut out for them tonight.
Well, it all starts with their quarterback, and, boy, he's put up some good stats this year.
Yeah, Bryce Dixon, a 6-foot, 170-pound senior. Just really, really impressive. Looks like he already has 2,534 yards on the season, which is incredible. Just what a player, I mean.
25 touchdowns, 7 picks. He's thrown the ball well. And, boy, he's got some good weapons to go to throw the ball to. 4 wide receivers that all can go and get it.
Yep, lots of wide receivers, a lot of options when you're a quarterback like that. I mean, that's why they average 44 points a game. I mean, just unbelievable. You got, you know, number 11, Dallas Loftus. You know, you've got all kinds of weapons across the field. Searcy just has so many options in their offense, and expecting to put a lot of points on the board tonight, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
And obviously, if you're a good offense, you've got to have a good offensive line, and they got a couple up front that lead the way.
Yeah, left guard, Damian Lockhart, Division II, he's got offers there. Left tackle, Colby Tinsley, another D2. I mean, it's rare to see that many good offensive linemen on one team. Tonight be interesting to see what happens. I mean, obviously, if they're scoring that many points, they've got options across the board. And I think every good offense, Brad, starts with a really great offensive line.
It does.
When you got two defensive or two D2 options on one team, I mean, there's obviously some potential there and some, you know, they obviously like to run behind those guys.
It
should be interesting, and he's probably got a lot of time in the pocket, I assume. We'll wait and see, but it should be interesting.
Tanner Leonard, one of the wide receivers, a great athlete. He's already committed to UCA to play baseball. On the defensive side, they've got a nose guard that's going to be a tough one to handle tonight. Maceo Whittier, he's a senior, and he's a young man that's getting some college looks as well.
6'2", 260-pound senior. Getting looks. Their defense, obviously, I don't think their defense nearly matches up to their offense tonight, Brad, but I think that it should be interesting to see. I mean, if the Bombers have one advantage tonight, it's going to be that they probably will be able to score points.
Well, it's a cool night for football. We finally had the last 3 weeks some good football weather for a change.
Yeah, finally cooling off and beautiful time in the Ozarks, and you're starting to see the fall shift, starting to see the leaves come around, and it really does feel like football season finally. I mean, it felt like it was so warm so late into the season this year, and it's definitely time. I see a lot of people out there bundled up. It's senior night, and I always say anything can happen on senior night.
Never know.
You never know.
Well, some good matchups around the state, and we'll have the studio report. Matt's going to check those matchups for us coming up here in just a little bit. We're about 9 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers and Searcy, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Then let State Farm agent James Boyette at Mountain Home help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with James handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can mean earning discounts of up to 40%. That's money James can help you put towards a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent James Boyette today to get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state.
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Let's check the schedule of other games around the state with Matt Sharp and our studio report on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we welcome you in from the studio as we continue along here on the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show. Mountain Home getting ready to take on a very good Searcy team who's actually probably coming into this game a little bit angry after their loss last week to Jonesboro. Lions currently ranked fifth in Class 6A. Brad and Tobias will talk more about that in a moment. But let's take a look what else is going on. First, in the 6A East, we just mentioned Jonesboro, the Hurricane. Currently ranked fourth in Class 6A, will be at home against Sylvan Hills tonight. Jacksonville playing host to Marion, and Pine Bluff is at home against West Memphis. On the local level, Yellow Summit is having their last road test of the season. The Panthers are in Mountain View to take on the Yellow Jackets. The Yellow Summit getting their first win of the season last week down at Newark as they beat Cedar Ridge. Salem coming off a big win over McCrory. Looks like they could be in good shape to win the 2A3 conference championship. They do have to take care of business against East Poinsett County tonight in Lepanto. Melbourne will be at home against Cedar Ridge this evening. Marshall will play host to Clinton. Harrison will be at Huntsville tonight. Goblins currently ranked 5th in the state overall and 2nd in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media. As for our area Missouri schools, they are in postseason play now. District play actually begins tonight as West Plains will be at home against Neosho. Hollister will play at Monette. Forsyth will be at Mountain View Liberty. And Branson will play host to Republic. And Ava will entertain Mountain Grove. And the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned. Number one, Bryant is at home against 9th-ranked North Little Rock. I know a lot of people around the state are going to be paying attention to that game tonight. 2nd-ranked Bentonville will play host to Springdale. Number three, Little Rock Christian will make the short trip to Maumel. And both teams are ranked in the Class 5A Top 5. Little Rock Christian at number one, Maumel at number five. Number four, Conway is in Little Rock to take on Catholic. It is number six, Greenwood, playing at Sheridan, at home against Sheridan this evening. The Bulldogs also remain number one in Class 6A, despite that loss to Benton last week. 7th-ranked Bentonville West is at Van Buren tonight. 8th-ranked Lake Hamilton is hosting Benton tonight. Both teams ranked in the Class 6A top five, Lake Hamilton at number two and Benton at number three. And number 10, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number three in Class 5A, is at Watson Chapel tonight. I've already gone through all the games in the Class 6A Top 5. Only one I haven't yet gotten to in the Class 5A Top 5, and that is number 4, Valley View. It's technically a road trip, but they are staying in the city of Jonesboro as they will play at Nettleton this evening. In the Class 4A Top 5, number 1, Arkadelphia is at Bauxite tonight. 2nd-ranked Shiloh Christian has made the trip to Gravette. Number 3, Joe T. Robinson is at Ashdown tonight. 4th-ranked Nashville is in Malvern, and number 5, Ozark, will play host to Waldron. In the Class 3A Top 5, it is number 1, Horizon, at home against Barton tonight. 2nd-ranked Osceola is at Corning. Number 3, Camden Harmony Grove has made the trip to Prescott to take on the 5th-ranked Curly Wolves, and Harding Academy, who's actually tied with Camden Harmony Grove for that number 3 ranking, is at home tonight against Rosebud down at First Security Stadium in Searcy. And in the Class 2A Top 5, number 2, Fordyce, will play host to Hampton tonight. 3rd-ranked Foreman is at Murfreesboro. Number 4, Gurdon, is at Mount Ida. And 5th-ranked Desark is at Earl tonight. Top-ranked Junction City, who just moved into that number 1 ranking, is actually idle this week. The Dragons coming off that win over the Fordyce Redbugs last week. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We will get you back to Brad and Tobias in just a moment here on the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show as Mountain Home gets ready to take on Searcy for senior night. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring training. They're headed to the line.
Hut! Hut! Hike!
And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
The James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, about 2 minutes away from kickoff. Real quick, we'll let you know the Bombers, they win the toss, they've elected to receive, and Tobias, you'd like to go out there and try to set the tone early with that offense.
Absolutely. Go out there, elect to receive, and take the ball down the field and score. I mean, it's senior night, and Brad, you can tell that looking at these guys' eyes, they are pumped up, they're ready to go. it is finally football weather, and it's time to see last home game, see if they can take advantage and pull up the big win tonight.
We'll take a break, come back, and kick it off in just a moment. The Bombers and Searcy next on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Bombers pregame show, brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. Now it's game time on Classic Hits 101.7. This is Mountain Home Bomber Football, presented by
RVS Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Chad Beshears of Edward Jones Investments, Duyan Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, the Salvation Army, and Roger Talbert of Pegler Real Estate Group.
The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will have all the action live from the stadium next on Classic Hits 101.7.